joining us for our Boston audience, the great wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, Terrell Owens. Terrell, great to meet you.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just trying to get some of these players to do the chicken dance.
Now, let's be honest. You would do the chicken dance even if there wasn't $260,000 riding on it, right?
Of course, but $260,000 would be a little bit more of a motivation for me to do it too.
Terrell is here with KFC, and they're trying to launch their new hot wings, and they've offered a player in the Super Bowl who does the chicken dance after scoring a touchdown, they'll give him $260,000.
Exactly. It's obviously, just as you said, the first person to do the chicken dance, whether if it's offensive player, defensive player, and if nobody does it in the first half and Tom Petty gets up there on the stage and does it,
He gets it.
No,
you can't give it to Tom. Tom Petty. You cannot have Tom Petty do it. Now, Terrell, who's more likely to do it? Plaxico Burress, Randy Moss, who?
I would say Dante Stallworth.
Stallworth.
That's a good call.
That is a great call.
That is a good call. I think you're
If he happens to score, he will do it.
All right.
Now, you got to be still in shock that it's not the Dallas Cowboys here, because when we saw you guys play early in the season, we thought that might be a preview for the Super Bowl.
Man, please don't make me relive that. it was brutal. It was very, very disappointing. It was a tough loss. Not because of our record during the regular season, but just from the standpoint of obviously working hard and putting ourselves in the best position possible. I mean, what else can you ask for is to have a really successful regular season and obviously get a first round bye. All you got to do is win two games and you're in the Super Bowl. And obviously, I mean, it was disappointing, you know, obviously with a lot of people, even ourselves, you know, putting ourselves, kind of penciling ourselves here in the Super Bowl, and, you know, that didn't happen for us.
Terrell, I'm going to ask you this because everybody was asking this after the game. Why were you so emotional after? I mean, it really got to you, and we saw your response there.
Well, it was just the fact that, you know, just thinking about training camp, you know, thinking about the work in the off season. Not only that, you know, that myself put in, but knowing that I came into mini camps and saw how guys like Roy Williams, Brady James, Marcus Spears, these guys dropped like 8 to 10 pounds, knowing that the type of defense that Wade Phillips was bringing in, it was going to be advantageous to them, and they were going to be flying around, and they dedicated themselves during the offseason to do that. And, you know, not just those guys, but throughout the season, it was so many indicators that we were well on our way, you know, to the Super Bowl. Even with the close victories that we had, even with the losses, you know, there was something to be learned from those. And obviously, you know, going into the playoffs, everybody was kind of stoked and on a high and looking forward to it. And just to go out like that, it was very, very disappointing. And even for myself, you know, to rehab for like 3 weeks straight, you know, trying to get back from this this high ankle sprain. All I can say, dude, it was just really disappointing. And obviously it wasn't, you know, leading up to that, you know, it was things about Tony and Jessica going, you know, on vacation, which it really wasn't what it was all about. It was about us, you know, winning and losing as a team. And I was just kind of disappointed for the team.
There's been a lot of talk of Tom Brady and the ankle sprain. You did something most people didn't think could be done. I mean, you played in the Super Bowl when most people didn't think you could pull it off. How'd you do it?
You know, with God, anything and everything is possible. And I definitely exercise my faith. And if anybody, you know, can learn anything from me and what I've shown, is that I believe in God, and you can will yourself and believe yourself back to health. And I did that, you know, in the 2004 season leading up to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. And I did it with this high ankle sprain, you know, given that it takes, you know, sometimes 8 weeks to 2 months, you know, to get back on the football field. And I did it within 3 weeks. And so I can only just say that's a great testament to my faith, and I believe.
We know you got to get out of here. Who's going to win the game?
I don't know. I'm going to be looking forward to who's going to do this this chicken dance. I don't know what you guys
are going to do. $260,000. Hell, I'll do the dance for that.
You know who's going to win the game. I know you got opinions on it. Come on. How could Terrell Owens not have an opinion on who's going to win the Patriots?
My opinion doesn't matter.
We appreciate it as always. Thank you very much.
Right,
great
guys.
To meet you.
All right.
Terrell Owens here on behalf of KFC. It was great to visit with him.